Sailing to Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1879. The trouble with this house is that it was built for a family. Now there's only Miss Venetia. The man's voice came from within the kitchen and was answered at once by a female voice. It's her home. She wants it to be just as it was when her mother and father were alive. If you ask me, what she really needs is a husband. Miss Venetia Baden walked away quickly, fearful lest her servants should discover her outside the kitchen door and think she was eavesdropping. She hurried to the drawing room, but found it as lonely as everywhere else. It was late summer. The leaves were beginning to fall, and a fine rain was drizzling down, lending a dull, bleak aspect to the grounds of Baden Grange. Soon it would be winter, almost a year since her parents had died suddenly of pneumonia, within days of each other. The house was quiet and lonely, the more so because she was short of money and now had to make do with a bare minimum of servants. Johnson, the butler, his wife, the cook, and two housemaids were all she could afford. Most of her horses were sold, and still she had less than she needed. "How long before I have to sell the house itself?" she thought. "I couldn't bear that, yet I may soon have no choice." Mrs. Johnson had mentioned a husband in a way that made it clear she thought of Venetia as an old maid. "I suppose that's what I am," she thought wryly. 24, unmarried, with almost no money. She had little chance of marrying well now. Her only asset was her beauty. Her hair was a rich blonde, set off by eyes of sapphire blue, and men had been known to sigh over her. But she knew that a sensible man cared more for a good dowry than a pretty face. She was well born. Her mother had been the daughter of a viscount, and her father the son of a baronet, but a third son with no hope of the title. As she grew up, she and her parents had travelled a great deal together, and it had been a happy life, even though they never had enough money for people in their position. They had worried about her marriage prospects, introducing her to eligible young men whenever they could. At 19, she had received a proposal from an extremely handsome young man and had accepted it, believing herself to be in love with him. But the man had cried off when he realized how very small her dowry was. He was in debt and needed a bride with a large fortune. Venetia had wept briefly, and then forgotten him so quickly that she supposed she could not have been really in love at all. 4 years later, she had accepted another proposal, under her parents' urging. "Darling, I know he isn't handsome," her mother had argued, "but he's well off, and will give you a home. Besides, you're 23 and not getting any younger." Reluctantly, she had become engaged and stayed that way for 3 weeks. Then she had broken off the engagement, unable to endure her fiancé's long, dull speeches about himself. "I'd die of boredom," she said to her outraged parents. "There has to be a more exciting way to live." "Exciting?" her mamma echoed. "Marriage isn't supposed to be exciting. What will happen to you when we are no longer here?" That had been last year, and now they truly were no longer here. She faced a dispiriting future, yet even so, she did not regret breaking her engagement. "I will wait for true love," she told herself, "and if it never happens, then I won't marry at all." She knew that she was unlucky in that her family had not exerted themselves to help her. But her uncle Edward, the baronet, had daughters of his own to marry off. He contented himself by inviting her to visit his London home occasionally. She enjoyed these visits, as they broke the monotony of her normal routine, and enabled her to see something of her cousin Mary, who was only a year younger than herself.